We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colours.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity, under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, peace-loving viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're a bed 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 in hot bed 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East, Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and hot bed 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basetcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia, in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Singapore increases its use of solar energy power. In Ecology News, aloe cultivation provides the women of northern Kenya an income-earning opportunity. In Hero News, Canadian brothers attempt to rescue twin girls from a burning apartment. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 29th, eminent Russian writer and dramatist Anton Pavlovich Chekhov was born in Taganrog, Russia in 1860. Considered a founder of the modern short story, he wrote hundreds of works, including The Student and The Steppe, which is widely lauded as one of the greatest achievements of short fiction. The Seagull, Three Sisters and The Cherry Orchard are among Mr. Chekhov's outstanding plays. The acclaimed author's realist style had a profound influence on writing both in and outside of Russia. May Anton Pavlovich Chekhov's wonderful stories, written with compassion and elegance, continue to be appreciated and loved by millions of enthralled readers of all cultures.
Fly-in news. Snow pummels the U.S. East Coast. Record snows continue to descend over the northeastern U.S. states on Thursday, January 27th, with at least 8 people who lost their lives to weather-related incidents as traffic in many places was brought to a near halt and thousands of passengers were stranded as flights were canceled in major airports throughout the region. In New York, snowfall was the most in 86 years for the month of January after more than 15 inches fell by early Thursday.
A weather emergency was declared in New York City, which has already seen 36 inches of snow this season, which is 15 inches more than average for the entire winter. Meanwhile, in the state of Massachusetts, Boston City was covered in more than 50 inches of snow by Wednesday, almost 3 times its average at this time of year. The inclement weather also grounded President Barack Obama in his travels on Wednesday when his motorcade was hindered by the treacherous road conditions amidst thunder lightning that prompted the halt of bus services throughout the capital, Washington, D.C. There, some 400,000 customers lost power, while nearly 1 million homes and businesses were without electricity on Thursday afternoon across the New England region.
Upon knowing of the severe storm, Supreme Master Qinghai asked our association members, please check with local officials to see if any assistance is needed, and to go if possible to bring comfort to the most vulnerable. Expressing her love and prayers, she added that emergency funds are available if necessary.
Our appreciation all officials and personnel working to ease these conditions, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt concern. May such weather extremities subside as we strive to more gently regard all fellow beings on the planet.
Volcanoes in Japan and Indonesia erupt. Beginning on Wednesday, January 26, local residents were evacuated to safety as volcanic ash and rocks were spewed skyward with the eruption of Japan's Mount Chimodake, one of the Kirishima volcanoes. Residents in Nichinan City had to wear protective masks as a cloud of ash hovered over the city. No injuries were reported, but highways and railway lines near the volcano were closed and some domestic flights canceled as volcanologists forecast continued activity in the coming days.
Meanwhile, ash from Mount Bromo in Indonesia's West Java flew up to 200 meters above the crater, covering the nearby city of Lumajang. Indonesia's Center of Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation set the status to red alert, calling for all residents to wear face masks and goggles to protect their eyes. Many flights to and from Bali were also canceled as monsoonal winds pushed the ash into flight paths. Thankfully, no injuries or significant damage was reported thus far. We are grateful that all people are safe from both Mount Chimodake and Mount Bromo's eruptions and pray that our kinder stewardship of the ecosphere helps such disruptive events subside.
Earthquakes strike Aulac or Vietnam, Indonesia, Iran, and New Zealand. On Wednesday, January 26, in Aulac or Vietnam, a 4.8 magnitude earthquake caused panic with people rushing from buildings as it rocked the southern coastal city of Vung Tau. That night in Indonesia, a strong 6.1 undersea tremor struck off Sumatra, 230 kilometers west of Sibolga. In Iran, a powerful 6.0 magnitude earthquake hit near the remote southeastern town of Mohammadabad Regan, the strongest of a series of 34 that shook Kirman province on Thursday, with minor damage to at least 50 homes in affected villages.
Early on Friday in New Zealand, a tremor measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale was felt throughout North Island as it struck 30 kilometers north of Taupo, occurring less than 12 hours after another of magnitude 3.5 that had hit just 40 kilometers east. Fortunately, there were no initial reports of injuries or major damage, and no tsunami warnings were issued.
With thankfulness for heaven's protection of the quake-shaken residents, may such potential disasters soon be a thing of the past as humanity's gentler regard for all beings helps stabilize the earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Latin American leaders call for funding of peaceful endeavors. Making the first visit by a Uruguayan leader in over 25 years, President Jose Mujica was welcomed by Peruvian President Alan Garcia. Among the topics discussed was Latin American integration, as well as a reallocation of funds currently directed toward weapons purchase to instead benefit the impoverished. President Garcia called for peace and regional disarmament, stating, "Our countries need resources to help the people who are in poverty." President Mujica responded, "Let's stop fooling around and spending so much money on arms when we owe so much to poor people who have been forgotten and ignored." The two leaders also signed four bilateral agreements on migration, health, port infrastructure, and diplomacy. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, for your historic meeting and noble advancements of peace. May your uplifting vision to better the lives of those in need further the prospering of your beautiful countries and all people in Latin America. AmBam, the Western Lowland Gorilla, became an internet sensation when animal researcher Johanna Watson filmed him standing and walking upright in a human-like gait at the Portland Wild Animal Park in Kent, United Kingdom. Phil Ridges, the human caretaker of the park gorillas that include the critically endangered species, explained that this stance is thought to give AmBam a better vantage of his surroundings.
AmBam's father, B-Tom, was also observed walking this way when he had food to carry in both hands, and his two sisters do so at times as well. Port Lim Wild Animal Park is managed by international conservation charity, the Aspinall Foundation, which has facilities in the African countries of Congo and Gabon, where over 1 million acres of ecosystem are protected. The UK-based park is open to visitors, with park officials stating that they have been successful thus far in reintroducing over 50 gorillas to the wild. Bravo, clever AmBam, for your creative approach to viewing the world, as we also thank park personnel and the Aspinall Foundation for their preservation efforts. As we are reminded of the intelligence of our near relatives in the primate family, may we treat these and all animal co-inhabitants with love and respect for the flourishing of their noble species.
Pesticides in Cambodia poisonous to almost all farmers. A study done by Copenhagen University researchers has revealed that 88% of surveyed Cambodian farmers showed signs of extreme pesticide poisoning. The scientists also stated that 95% of the available 800 pesticides have labels written in a foreign language, thereby often leading to misuse and inadequate protective gear. Additionally, the study found that half of the pesticides used were deemed by the World Health Organization as extremely hazardous, highly hazardous, or moderately hazardous, with some having already been banned. This not only affects the farmers and immediate consumers, but also wildlife, as the toxins leach into the soil where they can poison animals and even fish. We are deeply saddened to know of harrowing statistics that affect the welfare of farmers and other Cambodians who endure the hazards of pesticides. With the health of both humans and animals at stake, may we all turn swiftly to organic farming practices for the benefit of the earth and all her inhabitants.
German producer remembered. Internationally renowned German film producer, director, and screenwriter Bernd Eichinger has passed away at the age of 61 in Los Angeles, USA, where he resided. Mr. Eichinger produced numerous successful movies over his 30-year career, including the uplifting film The Neverending Story, as well as The Name of the Rose, Prince Valiant, Fantastic Four, and the Oscar-winning Nowhere in Africa, which he co-produced. Tributes to Mr. Eichinger came from dignitaries and colleagues alike, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle, Culture Minister Bernd Neumann, and fellow producer Wolfgang Petersen. We too convey our deep sympathies to the family and friends of Bernd Eichinger, whose timeless works will continue to delight moviegoers for many years to come. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's eternal grace and light.
Save Our Planet, 2010, the world's warmest year on record. In a report released on Wednesday, January 26, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration found that 2010 tied with 2005 as the warmest year on record. Land and surface water temperatures in both years were 0.62 degrees Celsius higher than the 20th century average, making this the 34th consecutive year that the Earth's average temperatures were increased in this way.
In the Atlantic Ocean, 12 hurricanes and 19 named storms marked the second highest number of hurricanes and third highest occurrences of storms. Unusually strong jet streams from June to August 2010 led to a devastating heat wave in Russia and massive floods in Pakistan. Record severe weather events have continued into 2011, with flood tragedies elsewhere on the globe, such as in Australia. Meteorology professor David Caroley, PhD, of the University of Melbourne, explained how climate change is behind this established global pattern of such traumatic incidents.
The rainfall we've seen is, in fact, record high rainfall, not only in Queensland, but also in Victoria and New South Wales. We've seen already that these increases in extreme flooding and other extreme weather events, not only in Australia, but also in Brazil, in Pakistan, in Sri Lanka at present, they're all indications that the higher moisture levels in the atmosphere, the increases in global average temperatures are already causing increases in extreme weather events around the world. So we're already seeing significant loss of life from these flooding events, but we've seen also loss of life associated with the record heat waves in Moscow in 2010 and in southeastern Australia in 2009. That indicates that action on climate change is urgent.
What are the solutions to lessen these type of flooding events and the drier weather and just climate change in general?
So if we want to slow down the increases in extreme weather events and slow down the rate of climate change, we know exactly what we have to do. We know that we can change from using fossil fuels for driving industry to renewable energy sources. We also know that we can reduce agricultural emissions and reduce deforestation by changing to a low emission agricultural practices, like moving from animal agriculture to moving to crops and vegetarian diets.
While such findings are disturbing, we are thankful to Professor Crawley and the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration for charting the intensifying course of climate change. May humanity awaken to this reality and halt further tragedies by adopting sustainable lifestyles that are more in harmony with nature.
During a May 2008 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her concern for worsening global warming-related disasters as she spoke of steps that could effectively mitigate them.
You see, we have more disaster nowadays, and it saddens my heart very much. I'm keep trying to tell everyone to minimize it. From individual standpoint, just stay away from animal product. Plant trees. Use sustainable energy. Actually, I hope that there is no disaster. I hope that human decides right now to just stop all the unnecessary habit that they are living with and change into the better one, the more noble one, a noble lifestyle. Then we don't have to worry about the aftermath. The climate will change for the better. We will live on. We will still have the planet, and they become wiser and better, more virtuous and more blessed. And peace will reign on Earth for a long, long time.
Save our planet. Thermostats in South Korean government buildings are set at 18 degrees Celsius or lower, with employees encouraged to wear warm clothing as energy-saving examples for the rest of the nation.
Save our planet. In Bali, Indonesia, officials report that the popularity of organic produce is on the rise as more and more local farms receive organic certification, placing the island on course to become an all-organic growing region by 2013.
Save our planet. The 4th World Future Energy Summit is held in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, bringing together more than 25,000 world leaders, scientists, and policymakers from nearly 150 countries to discuss sustainable energy and other innovations to help address climate change.
Warning news. Inspecting beef imported from the U.S. and Canada, officials in Formosa or Taiwan issue recalls as they find residues of ractopamine, a drug used to promote leanness in livestock that has been banned in Formosa as well as 160 other countries.
Hi, I'm Jojo the guinea pig. Meet my charming wife, Gigi. And by the way, we're vegans.
We have a healthy food tip to share today on a nutritious way of preparing delicious desserts without cooking.
Have you ever tried raw vegan cheesecake or blueberry pie?
They are so yummy. You can find delectable recipes for these and other raw delights at www.suprememastertv.com/veg.
Thanks again for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching.
And now for the weather around the world.
In sustainable energy news, Singapore increases its use of solar energy power. Singapore Housing and Development Board, or HDB, completed the first stage of its solar-powered apartment project. Three communities will now be supplied with 80% of their daily electricity from solar panels. They are being used for various services, such as operating elevators and corridor lights. HDB expects to install similar energy-efficient panels in 30 precincts by 2015, and 100% in the foreseeable future. A respectful salute, Singapore, for your Earth Protective Initiative. With green endeavors such as this combined with the adoption of a plant-based diet, a bright future surely awaits us with heaven's blessings.
In ecology news, aloe cultivation provides the women of northern Kenya an income-earning opportunity. Since 2006, a group of women in the Namoraput area have been growing aloe and producing soaps, lotions and shampoos, which are then marketed. The Kenya Forestry Research Institute is assisting with the project. The approximately 40 female workers plan to expand the range of items offered into the medicinal area. Ms. Lomolo Chankiapa, one of the members of the group, said of her work, "I get money to buy food and take care of my family's needs." Congratulations, women of Namuruput, on your successful enterprise. Our thankfulness also, Kenya Forestry Research Institute, for your help. May more beautiful individuals discover natural ways to promote healthy products and achieve flourishing livelihoods. Coming up on Noteworthy News, twins are taken from a smoke-filled room by heroic brothers. We'll go water the flowers, be right back. Please stay tuned for more alleviating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, benefiting news for an advancing world. In hero news, Canadian brothers risked their lives in attempting to rescue twins. Simon and Matt Gallant were cooking dinner in their apartment in Surrey, British Columbia, when they heard a woman in the hallway shouting for help. The brothers quickly entered her suite. Though the room with the youngsters was heavily smoke-filled, Matt crawled in and Simon followed. They were able to locate the girls and carry them out. Unfortunately, one of the twins did not survive. We are so sorry to hear about the loss of beautiful Ava. We pray for the return to health of lovely Samantha with God's blessings. Bravo, Simon and Matt Gallant, on your courageous and selfless act. For their noble actions, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Simon and Matt Gallant with the Shining World Hero Award.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Daddy.
It was the little girl's first day at school, and the teacher was making out her registration card. Teacher asked, "What is your father's name?" So the child said, "Daddy." "Yes, I know, but what does your mother call him?" "Oh, she doesn't call him any name. She likes him."
And now for our viewers' heartline on Napolitana Pizza, an ode to vegan cheese on vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
Awesome show. I love pizza. Lloyd from Australia.
Amiable Lloyd, nice to hear from you. Vegan pizza is not only cruelty-free, it is the most delicious. Enjoy. Wishing you and all the kind Australian people heaven's immense blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May divine love fill your heart evermore.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov meets with Foreign Minister of Armenia Edward Nabandian and Azerbaijani Foreign Minister Almaz Mamedyarov for next steps of diplomatic progress on resolving the Nagorno-Karabakh region.
Japan pledges $740 million to OLAC or Vietnam for developmental assistance in areas of poverty reduction, infrastructure development for transportation, and energy for the first period of the fiscal year 2011.
Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono welcomes the signing of 18 memoranda of understanding with Indian companies valued at $15.1 billion in sectors such as infrastructure, transportation, and manufacturing.
Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf conveys her thanks for the support of international aid agencies such as the Norwegian Refugee Council as she and the Liberian people continue to offer sanctuary to refugees fleeing from conflict in Cote d'Ivoire.
Wishing to encourage the resuming of Middle East peace talks, French Foreign Minister Michel Aguiar-Marie urges Israel to halt settlement construction in Palestine's West Bank as she affirms her country's support for the formation of an independent Palestinian state.
Funded through a $4 million donation by the Inter-American Development Bank, the four-year Haiti Youth Reconstruction Academy project intends to offer training to 9,000 youths to better their opportunities for employment and further education.
At the conclusion of the first Saudi-Turkmen Joint Committee session, representatives from both countries agreed to formalize several bilateral trade and investment initiatives.
After neighbors safely evacuate a person from her burning home in Texas, USA, local firefighters are ultimately successful in rescuing and reviving all 18 feline companions that had been trapped in the house during the fire.
A group of Mexican women who call themselves female warriors in Texas, USA, ride on their pink motorcycles to deliver donated food and medicine to the less fortunate in the city of Ciudad Juarez in Mexico.
Inaugurating the country's new parliament, Afghan President Hamid Karzai asked for unified cooperation to move toward a future that fulfills the hopes of the people.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.